And so if you've got something that is just mildly irritating and it's been hanging around for a very long time, we could say unequivocally to you that you've got a mildly irritating thought that you keep perpetuating. And what happens once you have a manifestation of something, you see, it's interesting, the thought that perpetuates something like that could be no longer active in your vibration. But now what is active in your vibration is your attention to the chronic condition. In other words, a negative thought gets it going, right. And then almost without exception, it's really interesting to watch all of you who have something irritating you, something irritating you, something irritating you, then something else that matches it, and something else that matches it, and something else that matches it, and you're oblivious to it. You're putting up with it. You're allowing the negative emotion. It's not that bad. It's the way I've always felt. It's the way most people around me feel. But your stream's going faster and faster, so you have less leeway in the resistance. And so then something manifests. Bam! You break an arm, something happens. You have an experience that is attention-getting, let's say. Oh, those are really good words. Attention-getting. And now that gets your attention. And that irritating thing gets your attention, so the other irritating thing is not getting so much of your attention, because now you got crutches to deal with, getting in and out of your car to deal with. We're exaggerating this a bit, but we want to help you to understand that complaining is complaining, and it really doesn't matter what you're complaining about. You could be complaining about things that are bothering you and now complaining about your physical condition that is bothering you, but it's still complaining, and it still holds you in that place of not allowing the energy that's flowing. You see, you're a cellular being that has trillions of energy points in your body, each of which is its own creative entity, summoning unto itself. So your body really knows how to be your body, whether you're oblivious or not. Your body knows how to be what it is. The aspects of your body are constantly communicating. Your body is such an intelligent mechanism. Talk about a cooperative community. But when you, the captain of the ship, so to speak, are focused upon things that are setting up patterns of resistance, then in simple terms, you just hinder the communication between those trillions of electronic transmitters and receivers, and that's when your physical apparatus begins to not function at its peak. So rather than try to be aware of all of the aspects of your body, or even trying to be aware of every thought you're thinking and what its vibrational components are, if you would just make a decision that you care about how you feel emotionally, first and foremost, and you would guide your every thought, word, and action based upon how you feel emotionally, everything else would fall into place. But most of you have trained yourselves way, 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 way away from your emotion. Even you took a run on a day you really didn't want to before you talked yourself into wanting to. You see what we're getting at?
Mm-hmm.
You got to tend to your emotions first. You got to be aware of your emotions, tend to your vibrations, tend to your alignment, and then take action. So we can say to you that you don't have any big thoughts that are worrisome. We don't think that you're worried about financial disaster, and we can't feel you pushing against any strong relationship issues. In other words, it's just irritating little things.
Complaining about my subcontractors not doing what I want them to do when I want them to do it.
More or less. That's chronic.
It's chronic.
That's chronic. And the feeling of, and the thing that tears you up about it is that you like every single one of them. You know that you feel for them, you understand their situation. And so it isn't that you would make them do anything if you really could make them do anything else. It's just that sort of chronic little steady, mm-hmm. ever-present, irritant. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like going out for a run without getting into alignment. Mm. So when you go for a run with a contractor without getting into alignment, without really remembering who they are and all the things you appreciate about them, and about how 999 things they do are right to every one that they do is wrong, and that you couldn't function if you didn't have them, and that they are central to your business, and that they are doing the best that they know how to do usually, and that even if they're not, there isn't anything that you could do about it, and that every time you complain, things just get worse, not better. In other words, as you just talk yourself into wanting to take that run so that you're in alignment first, you